Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
All right. Folks, strap in because today we're diving headfirst into something super important: cultivating inner peace amidst all the chaos swirling around us. Seriously, ever feel like the world's a runaway roller coaster with no brakes? You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing, deadlines are looming, and your social media feed feels like a constant barrage of negativity? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. We have the power to find our calm in the storm. We don't need to become Zen masters overnight. Just learn some simple tools that can help us weather any crazy storm life throws our way. Think of this podcast as your daily dose of stoicism, a philosophy that's been around for centuries, and it's more relevant than ever in today's fast-paced world. It's all about taking control of your thoughts and emotions, focusing on what you can influence, and accepting what you can't. And trust me, this isn't some mystical mumbo-jumbo. It's practical stuff that you can actually implement in your everyday life. So, here are five key takeaways to help you cultivate inner peace, even when the world feels like it's imploding. Number 1. Practice mindfulness. Seriously, take a few moments each day to just be present. Close your eyes, focus on your breath, and let go of all those racing thoughts. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain. You know that feeling when you're lost in a good book or watching your favorite show, and time just seems to disappear? That's mindfulness in action. Number 2. Embrace negative emotions. Yep, you heard me right. Don't try to suppress them, acknowledge them, feel them, and then let them go. Holding on to anger, sadness, or frustration only weighs you down. It's like carrying around a heavy backpack on your daily hike. It makes the journey harder. Number 3. Focus on what you can control. There are so many things in life that are completely out of our hands. Traffic jams, other people's opinions, the weather, seriously, who even has control over that? But there are also plenty of things we can control. Our thoughts, our actions, our reactions. Focus your energy on those areas, and you'll feel a sense of empowerment amidst the chaos. Number 4. Practice gratitude. This one's a game changer, folks. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, a delicious cup of coffee, or whatever your vice is. When you focus on what you have, instead of what you lack, it shifts your entire perspective. It's like putting on rose-colored glasses, but in a good way. And finally, number 5. Remember that you are not alone. We all go through tough times, and it's okay to ask for help when you need it. Reach out to friends, family, or a therapist. There are people who care about you and want to support you. Let me tell you a story that really illustrates this point. My buddy, Mark, was going through a super stressful time at work. Deadlines were piling up, his boss was breathing down his neck, and he just felt like he was drowning. One day, he called me, sounding completely defeated. I told him to take a deep breath, remind himself that he had a ton of experience and skills, and to focus on what he could control, his work ethic, his attitude, and his communication with his colleagues. He also reached out to a few trusted friends for support. And you know what? He started feeling better. See, it's not about becoming some superhuman who never feels stress or anxiety. It's about developing healthy coping mechanisms, building resilience, and remembering that we're all in this together. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate inner peace even when the world feels like it's going bananas. Remember, mindfulness, embrace those negative emotions, focus on what you can control, practice gratitude, and don't forget to reach out for support when you need it. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for finding calm amidst the chaos? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Calm and Confident so you can join me every day as we navigate life's ups and downs together. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.